The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
All right, Andre, as you know, we locked Dave and Mary Vandeveld in a room.
I heard something about this, yes.
And we waited for the candy cane colored smoke to come out of the chimney, and that determined that they had gone through their entire year's worth of deliberations.
The smoke had a nice scent, too. It was like a peppermint scent.
That's what we hoped for.
Yeah.
Did you like the soundtrack that we pulled, too, of babies giggling?
Loved it.
Yeah, we thought that'd be appropriate.
Loved it, yeah.
To determine who the kid of the year would be. Mary, any thoughts on the deliberations? Did you ever fight with Dave while you were talking about these?
Oh, no, we never fight, do we, Dave?
No, and I would just like to say that just for the record, this was really, we're a team. This was a collaborative team effort. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just, Mary and I may have made our feelings known, but mm-hmm. it was all of us.
So you feel like we all played a part.
I think you played a bigger part, Steve, than you're letting people know.
Well, you wouldn't let me in. You know, I couldn't get
well,
in.
Well, that's true, but that was for different reasons.
Right.
Yes.
So of all the kids that we met throughout the year, we had some amazing kids this year.
It was hard, yeah.
Really, really amazing kids. And kids that are going through really tough stuff and kids that are doing wonderful things for other people. And one of them's here today, and I'm very happy to, and with her family, and coming out, by the way, in 0-degree wind chill. And I'm very happy to announce that the big week continues because Samantha Crump's here, and Samantha is our kid of the year.
Woo!
Sammy, lean forward in that mic a little bit. Can I call you Sammy? Is that okay?
Sure.
What do people call you? Do they call you Sammy?
No, only my parents, but...
Well, I'm older than your parents. I can call you Sammy.
Okay.
How old are you?
17.
17 years old. You go to school where?
Resurrection.
Right. And one of the coolest things that happened right around the time that we met you was you went to prom.
Homecoming.
Or I'm sorry. Yeah. I did it before, didn't I? Prom is in the spring, Grandpa. Went to homecoming. Good dance?
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah. You look fabulous. Now, tell everybody what you're dealing with. You were diagnosed with what?
Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Oh, that's pretty scary. How old were you when you found out?
13.
Okay. And you said you're 16 now? 17?
17.
Okay, so you've had this for 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
How many different times have you been in and out of the hospital? I'm sure you've had surgeries and different things.
Yes.
Well, give me a little bit of the medical rundown here.
Okay.
Because I remember that poster you held up in one of your pictures. Oh, it's right here, as a matter of fact.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually... I was diagnosed when I was 6 with a different kind of lymphoma, but I only had a couple surgeries and I didn't go through chemo. But then, when I was 13, that's when I started chemo.
Right.
With pills, and then it wasn't getting any better. And then this year in March, I had to get surgery to get my ovaries out because we were going to start chemotherapy and radiation because...
And that was this year?
Yeah. And because I had a tumor, so they had to get that out. And then...
Surgery. Yeah. The surgery went well.
Yes.
You know, that sounds funny.
I was awake for it, so I got to watch it.
Okay, weirdo. What do you mean you watched your own surgery?
Well, when I got the tumor out, I got to watch it.
Really?
Yeah, and I made my mom videotape it, too.
Really? What are you into that stuff? You gonna be a doctor someday?
I want to be a nurse.
Wow, I would have passed out watching your parents watch it. That's incredible. Well, you look fabulous. How do you feel?
Okay.
Mostly good. Pretty most good. Days.
Yeah.
Okay. And what's the status of school? You gonna be able to go back?
Yeah, my doctor said I could go back in January.
Yeah, there Woo! You go.
All right.
Come on in here. You been able to do homework and stuff?
Yeah, I have to do online classes.
Right, sure. Makes sense.
Yeah.
And have you had a lot of friends come over for visits and things when you're feeling up to it?
Yeah, they come over a lot, or we go out to eat or go to the movies, or I'll go to their house. And sometimes I'll even go to school to just for like the day, and I'll just follow them around.
Well, there's nothing fair about what you've been dealing with and what your family's been dealing with. But in the meantime, you find out how many people love you and how many people support you.
Yeah.
And then one of the things that really touched us about you was the fact that you were giving back to other people. So what have you guys been doing to help other kids?
Well, there's a lot of organizations that help helped me. And one of them was Bare Necessities, and then they had a walk or a 5K around Halloween, so we volunteered for that and like passed out shirts and candy and stuff. And then also someone from my grade school, Holly Healy, she put together a benefit for me.
Sure.
And she also makes bags for kids with cancer and makes blankets. So I helped make blankets, and then we donated them to where I was at Lurie Children's.
The Lurie Children's people are amazing, right?
Yes, they are. All the nurses.
Any nurses that you got close to there? You want to mention anybody's name or anything?
Courtney and Catherine. I had them a lot. And then my doctors, too. Dr. Schneiderman and Dr. Klutzel. They were good.
Well, that's great. I don't know if you had a chance to meet the people from Ray and Raymond Chevrolet, but I had dinner with them a couple of weeks ago, and they wanted you to know and your family to know how touched they were by your story as well. And for Ray and Raymond Chevrolet to step up and do this is really nice, too, because we've got a little something for you. You know, you can put this towards your education or wherever else. Where's the big fake check? Oh, there it is. I got to make sure this gets on camera, too. From Ray and Raymond Chevrolet and from 720 WGN, obviously our friends at CLTV as well. There you go. Samantha Crump, a check for $5,000.
Woo!
How about that?
All right.
Not so bad. Samantha, we can't see you. Drop the check a little bit. There you go.
Hey, can I just tell Samantha, girl to girl, that dress for your homecoming? Beautiful. Stunning.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Well, you're an amazing young woman now, and much as Dad hates to hear that. Let me say hi to your parents here for a second. I told you guys I wouldn't put you on the air. Apparently, I lied. How are you guys doing?
Relieved. She's been getting better, stronger. Every day is a new day for her, so it's been great.
And you get up one morning and life changes, right? How this happens.
It changed forever. Yeah, will probably never be the same, good and bad, but very different. It's been a whirlwind. It's been a rough several months.
But my experience has always been people that go through these things and go through the toughest stuff in life, they tend to be the most generous and give back the most. I mean, I assume that's probably a learning experience for you guys in a million ways.
Very,
right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I will always think differently now, you know, just kind of reaching out to anybody in need. I noticed when we were going through this and people were like, oh, how can we help? And you just say, oh, it's fine. But then people would show up at our house with food. And now I know moving forward, I will do the same. You know,
we don't even know.
Yeah, you tend not to look past people.
I mean, there was someone in our neighborhood, Ron, the barber we call, and he raised money. We don't even know him, and he's from our neighborhood and raised money for Samantha.
Because people just want to help.
Yep, you know Ron, right? Yeah.
And Samantha, as a nurse, I mean, that's a perfect example of giving back. If you hadn't had this experience, maybe you wouldn't be so interested in nursing, right?
Yeah, I've always wanted to be, like, ever since I was young, I wanted to be, like, a doctor or something. But then after going through this, I realized that I wanted to be a nurse because they actually do so much more than you think that they do.
Big shot doctors, they just go, is it my time yet? You know, and they come and put their coffee down. My daughter-in-law is a nurse at Lurie and at Lurie Children's, and it's an amazing place.
Yeah, that's where I want to work, too.
Yeah. So, you're not getting too far away from college visits, right?
No, I've already applied to a bunch.
Well, don't rush. Dad likes having you around. Mom, too. But you really look fabulous. I couldn't be more happy for you, and we want to thank the Ray and Raymond Chevrolet folks as well, because it's a heck of a thing for them to do. What are you going to do with the money?
Well, I do want to donate some back to the
of course you do
organizations that helped me, especially Cal's Angels and Bare Necessities.
So, the Cal's Angels folks are good friends of mine.
Really?
Yeah, we do their event every year. They're amazing people.
Yeah, so. They did a huge Christmas.
Yeah, they're something else.
Yeah.
And I don't know, Mom and Dad, one more thing for you guys too, because sure. I don't know if there's anybody you want to thank in particular, but. One of the things I also found to be true is, and I think we got the same vibe from Samantha, you can be going through stuff like this. You go, yeah, but there's somebody that's all, you know, worse off. Or there's somebody that's going through much tougher stuff, which is amazing.
You're right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do, Dad?
What do I do?
Yeah.
I'm a sales manager.
For?
Canon.
Canon. All right. Business good?
Business is good.
All right, we're going to make you the official Canon sales manager for the show. How about you, Mom?
I'm a personal trainer, group fitness instructor.
Where do you do that?
One of the places at Norwood Senior Center. So
I always great.
Say I torture all the seniors. So
Dave.
I want to say hi to all the seniors.
Dave, time for a workout.
Anytime.
Well, you got a great family. We should mention your sister, your younger sister. What's her name?
Megan.
Who got to meet Shawn Mendes at a concert at your school the other day.
Yeah.
You guys are. And is there a brother? Remember
some? Oh, yes.
Yeah, Sean.
Can't forget Sean.
How old Sean?
Freshman at Notre Dame.
Oh, wow. Okay, what's he studying?
He's a wrestler.
Trying to be good and be a wrestler.
Yeah. I'm trying to be good.
No, not Notre Dame College.
Not Notre Dame College.
No, Notre Dame High School.
Oh, no, high school. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right, all right.
Yeah, no, well, he's the baby.
Oh, he's the little guy. Okay.
Yes, right. The annoying one, remember?
Yeah. Well, you got a great family. God bless you and continued success and continued health.
Thank you.
I hope you feel better and stronger every day. You're always welcome here, and thanks for coming out in the cold.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Congratulations. You're kid of the year. Yeah. You got a big old smile on your face. We'll come back. We got another song from the Oriole Park Rock Band in a second before we go. And thanks for everybody watching on CLTV as well. This is 720 WGN.